Today, my girlfriend and I are competing in an extreme boyfriend versus girlfriend challenge for $100,000. We will be competing head-to-head in 9 different insane, brutal, and terrifying challenges to determine if boyfriends or girlfriends are the best. And whoever wins 5 out of the 9 challenges will get $100,000 for our subscribers and to invest in our channels. And while it may look like we're a perfect duo, beneath the surface, we're actually extremely competitive. You see, Michelle and I have been dating for 6 years, and throughout our relationship, our love for each other has grown as well as our competitiveness against each other. So today, we're going to answer possibly the most important question from our time together. Who's better, the boyfriend or the girlfriend? Starting with round 1, where we will have 3 chances to find our significant other in a group of boys and girls. And whoever guesses the most correct gets a point for the first round.
First round is a hug test. Are you ready?
No.
We're starting either way.
Dude, I'm terrified. Are you still here, Jake? Wait, Jake, can you tell me when somebody is walking up? I have no idea what's going on. Okay, that was a tighter hug.
Originally, I thought this challenge was going to be easy since I hug Michelle so much.
Lady number 6 is walking up.
Guys, I think I'm gonna lose. Okay, that might also be Michelle. I have no idea. Wait, I have no idea.
But with the blindfold on, all the hugs kind of felt the same.
Michelle, am I gonna be in trouble if I don't pick you?
Yeah.
This is going to be a lot harder than I anticipated.
4, 6, 9, and 10 might be Michelle. I'm gonna go with girl number 6.
Okay, girl number 6, can you please step up here?
My heart's pounding. Hello, Michelle. Oh! I don't know how I got it! I guess the pressure's on you now.
Oh, no!
Fortunately for me, I got it correct. Now, let's see if Michelle can do the same.
Okay, guys, we all need to do the exact same hug, okay? 1, 2, 3, boys!
That is evil. That is evil. I don't think Michelle did anything like that.
The boys got my back.
That's not Zach.
To my surprise, Michelle immediately seemed very confident about which guys weren't me.
That's not Zach.
Oh my god! No! That could be Zach.
Number 10 is coming out, Michelle.
That could be Zach, too.
That's not Zach. Okay.
Zach has a very distinct smell.
Yeah, you're really trying to smell him.
Yeah, I was smelling each and every one of them. So number 9 and number 10 were really close. But number 10 just feels more like Zach.
Well, it looks like we're all tied up. But that wasn't going to stop me from pulling a little prank.
Oh my god!
I'm number 10!
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh my god, yes!
Michelle, you
yes!
got me! We're tied 1-1 and we're gonna go to round number 2 now.
Yes!
We have 2 more challenges in the first round to see who gets the point. And to make things more interesting, Michelle and I will be able to spend money from our $100,000 prize pool to buy advantages. And it looks like Jake is about to make the first offer.
I'm making you 2 offers.
Okay.
You can pay $5,000 to make 2 guesses, or you can pay $10,000 and I will eliminate half of the contestants right now.
Since Michelle and I are tied up right now, I feel like I can risk it and just try to get this one on my own. Okay, all right. Oh, this might be Michelle.
And number 7.
Oh my goodness, this person is grabbing so hard. What is happening?
Now I'm kind of regretting not buying the advantage because the challenge is even tougher than the first.
This person's hands are very warm. Michelle usually has cold hands. 2, 4, 6.
What about number 7?
I don't even know which one that was. Okay, I think I'm gonna have to choose randomly again. I'm gonna guess the person number 6. Well, that's not Michelle.
No, that one's hard.
Dude, I should have taken the 2 guesses.
Yeah.
And there was one hand in particular that felt a lot different than all the others. I just had to figure out who it was.
Who is 7? 6, 5. Biggie problems to you right now, you didn't squeeze my hand. Okay, that makes more sense.
I put on my tippy toes to match Michelle's height, and I guess it worked.
Now it's Michelle's turn. Let's see if she knows my hands better than I knew hers.
What if I brought out my cologne and I put it on everyone, so we all smell the same?
No!
Okay, give me a sec.
Okay.
Michelle's not gonna know.
She's not gonna know.
Michelle's going there.
I think I might do the 5,000 for two guesses. Oh, but what if I just waste the money?
And unlike me, Michelle decided to buy one of the advantages that Jake offered.
5,000?
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's not Zach. Oh. Oh no, this might be Zach. I don't think this is Zach. Oh man, what if I'm wrong? But I think it's 2 or 7 or 9.
Trust your gut, Michelle.
I feel like I should trust my gut and go with 2 or 7. I'm gonna go with number 2 first.
Your first guess is 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me 1 second, hold up.
Here is number 2.
How? We all smelled the same.
Yeah, our tactic did not work.
I thought the smell would work. It was a good plan, but didn't work in the end.
As Michelle takes the lead going into challenge number 3, I'm really going to have to be on top of my game if I even want a chance of winning round 1.
I will give you the same offer that I made in the second challenge.
I can't lose this one, so I think I'm gonna pay 5,000 to get 2 guesses.
Okay, we can start the final round.
What is your favorite color?
Pink.
Okay, that could be Michelle. Do you prefer tennis or badminton?
Badminton.
Right off the bat, I had one particular question in mind that I knew would stump the girls if they weren't Michelle. A math problem.
What's 47 times 12?
Because Michelle's a human calculator.
A number.
That's not Michelle. Okay.
These questions are really unique. If he asks me any questions, he's going to need some more.
What's one of my habits that annoys you?
That you're kind of awkward sometimes.
Wait, that's not Michelle. She was perfectly fine with that.
Oh, Zachary?
Hello. That was actually really hard.
I wonder if they rehearsed the questions beforehand. A lot of them got it right.
Okay, my first guess is, I think, person number 6.
Oh!
To my surprise, I guessed wrong. It's a good thing I took Jacob on his offer because without my advantage, I would have already lost.
Okay, well, I have 2 guesses. I have 2 guesses. The first person was pretty confident because they confidently said badminton, but I don't know if that was just a lucky guess. My gut says... Person number 1. Yeah!
How?
I had a feeling you were trying to mess with me, so I was like, wait, maybe Michelle is going first.
I have to get this one.
Let's go.
The thing is, if I ask a very complicated question, there's a chance Zach might not know the answer too.
Now it's Michelle's turn, and I'm really hoping the boys and I can stump her.
All right, Michelle, so you get the same choice as me. You can pay $5,000 for 2 guesses. Or $10,000 to eliminate half the contestants.
Can I do both?
I mean, technically, yes.
I'll do both. I need to win this one.
Now that Michelle has 2 advantages, this is not looking good for me, but I haven't given up just yet.
What did we have for dinner last night?
Fish.
Okay, next. Are you a night or morning person?
Morning.
Why are you answering so slow? So I think it could be 2, 3, or 5. Ah, I think, okay, I'm gonna go based on the people that answered correctly. I'm gonna go with number 5. Oh, the reason why... Oh, my baby. How does it feel losing?
The score is now 1-0, but there are still 8 rounds to go, with each round getting increasingly more difficult. And the second round starts now.
For the second challenge, we will be doing a treasure hunt on a private island. So my friends are on the private island right now, hiding the treasure chest.
We only have 5 minutes to hide this chest before they get here. Guys, let's find a good spot.
You're not gonna let me win?
No, I'm not going easy.
We could just chuck it in these bushes.
Should
we? But we still have a whole island. The simple thing we could do is just bury it. We do have a shovel.
Should we do a decoy bury?
Yes, dig a hole right there.
Okay.
Oh my god.
There's like roots. Do a different place.
And just like the first round, Michelle and I will have an option to spend our prize money on some advantages.
We have a shovel for $3,000. We have a metal detector for $5,000. Or you can get a map with 5 different spots that it could potentially be hidden on.
Oh, okay.
For $10,000.
I want the map.
I was gonna get the map.
Well, too late.
What if we just keep the chest for ourselves?
Never mind.
Yeah, there's literally nothing in that chest except for the crucial point.
Oh my god, did you see the map?
Can I see it?
No.
What? Why not?
Because you didn't pay.
But you love me.
I still love you, but not right now.
I think I'm gonna go with a metal detector.
Ooh, that's smart.
We can put it behind this tree and cover it with these. I think that's pretty good.
Good job, guys. All right, there's the island right now, and we're pulling up to it. Good luck. Psych!
You're so mean!
Are you sure I can't see the map?
No! I have a plan. Follow the X.
I'm so ready.
You are going down. Quick, already?
Yep. Wait, I can just follow the tracks. Is this thing even working?
There's an X right here. It looks like it's near that building over there, so I'm gonna check over there really quick.
What the? What are you guys doing here? David, I'll give you $500 right now to tell me where it is. I'll give you 1,000.
Really? Oh, bull crap. Okay, fine, I won't do it.
Jake, can I get one hint? One hint.
No! No!
One hint.
It's on the island.
Guys, I got this. I have the map.
Okay, I'm gonna make one round around the island.
It's like in this building really quick. There's one X towards the trees over there. Let's go check it out.
Okay, this thing is not beeping anymore. I don't even know if it works.
I really hope I'm looking at this right.
Okay, they might have hidden in the tide pools. Whoa!
I don't think I see a treasure chest in there. I really can't let Zach win this one.
This is such a waste of 5,000. This is just slowing me down. I'll get that later.
At this point, my heart was racing. I could not let Michelle take a 2-0 lead, and I also wasted $5,000 on a useless metal detector. This is not looking good.
Hey, if I were to hide it, I'd hide it around here.
Really? Because if I were to find it, I'd find it around here.
Wait, if Michelle's looking over here, that means there's an X over here somewhere.
It's not over there. It's all the way on the other side of the island. Do you see this? Footprints.
All right, let's go check that empty building over there. This looks like an abandoned toilet.
If I was Jake, I don't think I would take the time to dig a hole. There's one more X over there that I haven't checked yet. Let's go over there and see.
All right, I'm gonna step out to see if I can get a better view. Wait, I think I saw something.
Even though Michelle and I love each other to death, when we compete, we get extremely competitive. And there's nobody we hate losing to more than each other. So as you could guess, things are gonna get intense.
Stop laughing at me, bird!
That's just a rock. Okay, let's check that building over there.
Oh, this X over here is at the far end of the island. So it should be somewhere around here. No, let me dig around. Let me dig around and see. I feel like the bird is laughing at me.
Maybe they hit it around the corner somewhere? Okay, we're gonna check down there.
Oh my god, no way.
What?
I got the treasure chest! Yeah! The girlfriend is more superior.
I'm sorry to all the boyfriends. We still have 7 more challenges. Ready for challenge number 3?
Yeah!
For round number 3, we will have to conquer our fears by interacting with some of the scariest animals on the planet. And this round is do or die for me. I cannot go down 3-0 to Michelle.
Okay, so for each of these, we need to hold it in our hand for a minute.
And if you can't last a minute, you lose.
This is what is known as a vinegaroon. It is able to defend itself by spraying acetic acid. The main thing is not to let it fall, because it is almost blind.
Wait, what if it goes in my sleeve? I'm kind of scared. Oh, wow. How long has it been?
The butt is up, the butt is up.
3, 2, 1.
Do you want to take it, please?
And we are going to keep upping the fear factor until one of us taps out. This round is not for the faint of heart.
Somebody tooted.
Wait, really? Oh yeah, that smells like vinegar.
I don't know if I can do this, actually. Actually.
Here we go.
Looking at Michelle.
Just by looking at Michelle's face, I can tell she was absolutely petrified.
It's about to toot. I think it likes me.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, you made it. Your hands are so sweaty.
I'm so sweaty.
All right, well, Michelle, we both made it through the first one.
I don't know if I can do 2.
And if you thought that insect was scary, just wait until you see the ones we have in the coming rounds.
Every single one gets crazier and crazier, so.
Zach.
A giant scorpion, something I've been afraid of since I was a kid.
So this one is known as Hegdogenes troglodytes. This is one of the largest scorpions in existence today.
Do these sting?
Personally, I'd be more worried about the pinch, but either way.
And to make things worse, we won't just be holding it in our hands.
This one's gonna go in our hair.
Excuse me? All right, get comfortable, girl. Do you like that you can't see her?
You guys don't even know how hard my heart's pounding.
I'm about halfway through the challenge and Jake started to mess with me. I literally could not move in fear that the scorpion might do the same.
Jake, I can literally feel it moving. Is that you, Jake? Huh? Or is that the scorpion?
3, 2...
It's moving.
1.
I can feel it moving.
I can't believe that was in my hair.
I hope she's not moving on my head.
Are you ready, Michelle?
I can't believe I signed up for this.
Wait, the scorpion's like blending in with their hair. It's like black with a little bit of brown. Is this stinger supposed to be going towards Michelle's scalp?
Jang.
She's laying eggs.
Honestly, Michelle is a lot more brave than I thought. I don't know how many more of these I can do, so I'm hoping and praying she taps out soon.
2, 1. Oh, she really likes your hair, Michelle. She squirts me onto the hair.
Oh my gosh, that was scary.
Take off your blindfolds. Oh, it's a tub.
It's a kiddie pool.
So should I just get in? Yep.
This is scary.
Oh.
This next animal is a lot of people's worst fear. And even as a snake lover myself, I was getting a bit nervous.
These are so cool, but I can feel them wiggling around my body.
It's underneath your back.
And I have a feeling there's way bigger ones. Oh, wow. Hello, buddy. I love snakes, but this is giving me some goosebumps. That is... That's large. Guys, this is so cool, but also a little bit intimidating. A snake is literally going in my jacket. Oh. Okay, I think the snakes know I'm their friend.
3, 2, 1.
I wait for the professional to take them off. Okay, that was a lot of snakes, and it got a little intimidating when they went near my head, but it wasn't too bad. I think Michelle might struggle a bit more than me. Oh, that's an active one.
Oh my god.
Oh, they're active
now. Why are they so active? That this round. Oh my god, I'm in my neck.
3, 2, 1. Oh, Michelle, you made it. Good job, Michelle. You can come out.
Nice.
All right, Michelle, now we can go on to the next round.
Oh no.
All right, since none of us are tapping out, we told the animal handlers to turn it up a notch. Things are about to get crazy.
Oh my goodness! Alligators and a crocodile?
Yep.
Why don't you just make yourself at home right in that? Don't worry, I won't bite.
I have a crocodile on me. Oh my goodness, look at those teeth. They actually look like dinosaurs.
Crocodiles were one of my favorite animals growing up, and even though these gators and crocs are small, it was quite nerve-wracking.
Good boy. Good boy.
10.
I can see the teeth.
9. 8, 3, 2, 1.
Whoa. Hey, buddy.
All right, Michelle.
Oh my gosh, does this have to be the next round?
Michelle, they are active right now.
I don't mean no harm.
Careful, it might bite your toes.
Will it?
I'm just kidding.
That was the crocodile.
This one on my
foot. I heard the whip of the tail.
Dude. Why is this one a lot more active? Why are they a lot more active? Why are they suddenly moving?
That one's hiding in Michelle's place.
Whoa. Oh my gosh, Michelle is really getting out of her comfort zone.
I know.
And just when Michelle thought she was gonna make it through, this happened.
Oh.
3, 2, 1.
Please just stepped on my face.
That was a close one.
Michelle, you got a claw in your mouth.
You ready for the next one?
I guess I have to be.
Let's see what it is. Maybe it's not that bad. A tarantula. And not in our hands, not in our hair, but on our face.
This one's huge!
Here's an interesting little aspect.
Oh my goodness. Wait, is the spider going on now?
Yep.
Oh yeah, she's on.
Rumor has it she's ready to bite.
Is she laying eggs?
She moved a little bit when you opened your eyes. You should open your eyes more.
Did you hear Zach gulp?
She is kind of resting her fangs on his forehead.
Yeah, they're literally touching Zach's forehead.
You okay?
I'm so sorry. That might have been one of the most terrifying things I've ever done.
All right, Michelle, you ready to lay down?
Michelle's the veins like bulging out of her head. Look at that.
She's so nervous.
So the silk.
Oh my God.
Just get it around your neck.
She's still shaking.
Oh, she left your lips. Look at your arm. Oh, look at the silk coming out. Look, hold on.
Oh, I think Michelle's doing the
Are you ready?
Is that it? Michelle's tapping out. Oh my God. Michelle, it's over.
Oh my gosh.
And just like that, I am 1 point closer to Michelle.
Oh, tears are coming out of my eyes.
The score is now 2-1, and even though I won the point, I still have a lot of ground to make up these next rounds. And round number 4 is going to push us to our physical limits.
For the next round, Michelle and I are gonna compete on a Ninja Warrior obstacle course.
I'm nervous.
As you can see, this obstacle course is going to be extremely difficult.
And similar to previous rounds, Jake made Michelle and I an offer for some advantages.
I'm gonna give you guys two options. You can spend $5,000 to have a 2-minute time limit on each obstacle. If you can't get through it in 2 minutes, you move on to the next one. Or you can spend $10,000 and have a 1-minute time limit on
it. I got a one minute. I'll be done in 8 minutes.
You know what? I'm also gonna spend $10,000.
No!
I'm not even sure if I can get through all of them.
Ladies first.
All right.
I have a feeling Michelle is extremely nervous.
I have a feeling Michelle is gonna be really good at this one.
3, 2, 1, go!
Michelle is treading.
Wait. She's making it across.
She is getting all the way up that wall. It seems like she's climbing higher and higher.
Wait, this looks really difficult.
Michelle is...
Michelle, just touch the thing and get down.
I touched it.
What are you doing? Okay, go, go, go.
She made through that one in 45 seconds. And she's off.
Oh, she got it.
First ring is grabbed.
Oh, my goodness.
Second ring is grabbed.
Get some momentum.
She's gonna need to take off that ring.
Get on, Michelle.
She got it.
She just needs one last swing.
Oh my God.
She made it.
Although we're technically competing against each other, I couldn't help but feel super proud of Michelle because, guys, trust me, these obstacles are not easy.
35 seconds. It seems like that was a little bit easier for her. It seems like these are about 4 feet apart.
You can do this.
Oh, she got it, she got it.
Whoa!
She made it across.
She made it through in a swift 35 seconds.
Oh my God.
You have 2 minutes on this.
Michelle, you could wait a minute and just take a break.
I could.
Okay, Michelle, take a 20-second break.
You have 10 seconds till you move on to the next ring.
Go, Michelle.
It's very difficult, and I don't know if Michelle can do it.
Try it. You got it. Oh, she got it!
Here's the big one.
I'm so tired. Oh my God.
Michelle, some chalk.
Michelle, do you want chalk? Do you want chalk for your hands?
Yeah. Wait,
okay, get Michelle some chalk. Get Michelle chalk.
She's getting a little tired.
After reaching her 1-minute timer cap for both ring obstacles, Michelle was finally able to move onto the ladder, which unfortunately for her would be even harder.
Let's go!
Let's go!
You have 1 minute. Go!
Period. Oh, you almost got it!
I heard a bone crack there.
Michelle, you're so close.
Almost got it.
You almost got it.
So close.
Three, two, one.
Okay, rock
Let's
wall.
Let's to the rock wall. She's getting really tired. Hurry.
Oh, get it, Michelle.
Oh, she's flying through.
Oh, Michelle is grabbing onto the heart.
You got it, Michelle.
I'm really tired.
You can do it, Michelle.
Okay, even though I'm competing against Michelle, I still want to see her do well.
Michelle, you're
She's
doing
about to
go, Michelle.
In.
You're
doing so good.
Okay, last one. All right, Michelle, all the way up the third one.
Come on, Lefty.
Oh my goodness.
Michelle's doing so good.
Yay! First try.
Oh my goodness. Hit the buzzer.
Time. 7:45.
I felt like I just sprinted 10 miles. Oh God, I'm so tired.
Okay, I need to win this one. We have a school round coming up and Michelle's a lot better at school than me.
Good job.
Thank you.
Did so well.
Now that I know 7:45 is the time to beat, there's no way I'm going to let myself lose. I need this point.
Michelle, you're literally an American Ninja Warrior now.
Yay.
No, she's a Chinese Ninja Warrior.
Three,
oh my
two,
goodness.
One,
go!
And he's off.
Oh my God. How did he even get up there?
He's trying again here.
Come on.
It seems like he's slipping a little bit.
Okay.
It seems like he's got into a groove.
He didn't go as high as you.
And he's off. 25 seconds have gone by. He's on to the second obstacle. Good enough spring.
Good, Zachary.
Good enough swing.
Oh, Zach's got this.
And he is cruising through the course. Unhook, and he's on to the other side. On to the next obstacle.
Zachary, you're doing so good.
Breezing through this course.
He's literally a ninja.
Oh no, I'm losing this, aren't I?
Let's see if Zach can cruise through these rings.
What?
As I got to the rings, I knew that if I didn't use the 1 minute cap for each obstacle, I'd be in a great spot to beat Michelle. So I powered through.
God.
That's insane.
Taking a breather, it seems.
Zach, you got this. Oh, Zachary, come on. Good job.
That hump is hard to get over. It's a large hump.
Oh my God, Zach, you got it.
That's so
and
good.
He made it to the end.
I've seen this on TV a lot, and I'm not sure if I can make it all the way up.
Zach, you got this.
And he's off.
Woo!
Oh my god!
Oh, what?
Oh!
Oh!
Not quite on the first try.
Nice!
Taking a slower approach this time around.
This one is so hard.
Good job!
And he's off. David, yeah, he's going through the rock wall and he's trying to make it through.
What?
This one looks like a butt.
Zach is literally doing so good.
Good job!
And he's done!
Michelle, I don't even know how you got up that.
It's hard.
Come on, Zachary.
Careful.
Oh, he did it. Oh my god, Zachary.
Can he get all the way up?
Hit the buzzer, Zach. Hit the buzzer, Zach. Hit the buzzer.
Oh my god. Time! My lungs! 4 minutes and 22 seconds.
Let's go!
Which means Zach has just won another point for the boyfriend side.
This one's for all the boyfriends out there.
Good job to both of you. You guys both did it.
Yeah, athletic king and queen.
We're tied.
Woo! No way, that's not good.
Moving on. Let's go to our next location.
Michelle and I are now all tied up, and for this next round, we're gonna put our relationships with our closest friends to the test. Let's see which one of us knows our friends better and takes the lead.
I'm the better friend.
He's not the worst, he's not.
I'm the better friend. If you're such a good friend, what color was Zach's hair actually before teal?
Black.
We have one of our best friends, Jake, as well as my videographer, David, on one side of the room, and Michelle and I are on the other. Our friends will ask us a series of questions to see who knows them the best. If you get it right, you get a point. First one to 10 wins the round and gets the final point.
Guys, before we get started, I actually have an offer to make to both of you. $10,000 for 3 mystery advantages.
3?
3.
As Jake made yet another offer, I knew I was gonna take the advantage.
I'll take it.
However, Michelle was feeling pretty confident and decided not to.
Michelle is not buying.
All right, come on down.
This mystery ball picker is going to determine which 3 mystery advantages I get.
Okay, so I got 35.
Phone a friend.
11.
Multiple choice option.
57.
Oh, you get a free one.
Oh, so good.
Oh, that's a good one. All right, let's do it.
Let's start out with an easy one.
Okay.
Okay.
How many siblings do I have?
Oh.
I wrote down that you have 4 other siblings.
I wrote down Jake has 5 other siblings.
Well, Michelle gets a point.
What?
How many brothers and sisters do I have?
3 brothers.
That's a trick question. You actually have no siblings.
What? Michelle gets the point, Zach.
I feel like I'm gonna win this one.
What were the first 2 shoots that I was a part of?
I think I got this.
I gave Mr. Beast a house.
I wrote the custom Mr. Beast house. The other one was a video that we scrapped, a pencil drawing crafts challenge.
That is correct. I didn't think that you were gonna put that one.
What size shoe do I wear?
He does have small feet.
11.
8.5.
What?
Should I have wrote 8 instead of 8.5?
No, it's 10.5.
I mean, some people lie about their height. I think David's lying about his feet.
These are not small.
I'm gonna ask the same question.
Oh, got it.
Me too.
Okay, let's hear it.
10.5.
Yep, they know my shoe size. What time do I typically go to bed?
9 p.m.
I wrote 9 p.m.
Both of you are correct.
Oh. Hey. What state am I from?
Youngstown, Ohio.
That is correct, Zachary.
When is my birthday?
They're not gonna know that. Pretty silent.
3, 2, 1.
September 5th, 1999.
I said September 18th, 1999.
Okay, Michelle gets a point.
Wait, what? She was closer?
No, she said my actual birthday.
Oh no!
How old was my dog, Layla?
You know what, Jake? I want a multiple choice.
Your choices are 7, 10, or 9.
I'm gonna go with 9.
Well, earlier I locked in 7.
Zachary, you'd be correct.
Yes!
Oh, I was so positive it was 7.
What is the name of my favorite animated TV show?
Naruto.
I wrote down Naruto.
That's correct.
Oh!
In one of our videos, I got a tattoo of birds on the side of my body. How many birds do I have on my side?
6.
5.
So the correct answer is 7, which means Michelle gets the point.
Dang it!
Yeah!
My next question. I broke one of my fingers and it is permanently bent. Which finger is it on my hand?
With the scores all tied up, I decided to use yet another one of my advantages to potentially take the lead.
Jake, I'm gonna have to use a freebie on this one because I have no idea.
I wrote that as your left pinky.
No, Zach, Michelle, I actually have writing on the left side of my body.
Okay.
What font is it written in?
I'm really hoping Michelle gets this one wrong because I just need one more point to win.
I'll give it to the closest answer.
Okay.
Okay.
And luckily for me, she wrote
Helvetica.
I have no idea why she wrote that, and I'm pretty sure Jake's not gonna let that pass.
I wrote some sort of fancy curses.
Zach, I'll give you the point.
Let's go!
With Team Boyfriend now in the lead, let's see if we can carry the momentum to round six, an extreme game of hide and seek at a giant water park.
We're in America's largest indoor water park, and we're gonna be playing a game of hide and seek.
That's so fun.
All right, Michelle, these are our seekers.
You can each spend $10,000 for an extra life. So if we find you, you have the opportunity to hide again.
I'll take it.
What?
Good? I'll take it.
I think I can still win.
Oh. Jake and David, you guys are gonna count to 100. And then you can start seeking. One.
Ah!
Okay, okay.
This place is huge.
This place is so big, I don't even know where to hide.
Oh my gosh, I don't know where to go.
I tried to find where the best hiding spot would be in this enormous water park. I don't think you guys understand how bad I want this point.
Wow, these cabanas are so cool. Wow.
Maybe I can hide up in the slide over there, like at the very top. Maybe they won't go up there.
Do you think I can fit in a trash can?
Possibly.
But I feel like everyone would look at a trash can.
Oh, maybe I can hide right here and nobody will see me. They can definitely see me over here. I don't think this will work.
Oh yeah, that slide looks so scary. Ah! That's a crazy slide.
Wait, can you see me? All right, never mind. That probably won't work. You're see-through. Okay, let's see if there's a good hiding spot up here. It doesn't really look like there's a hiding spot up here.
Maybe I could hide under here? It's a possibility.
That's actually not a bad hiding spot. Maybe I can hide underneath these slides. This might not be a bad place to hide.
I feel like they could find me here though. Everything's so small.
81, 82.
I think we're running out of time. We just gotta choose a spot and go.
Wait a second.
I think I'm gonna go in there.
After a bit of searching, I finally found the perfect hiding spot.
And I just have to take the L and hope Zach gets found first. Twice.
89, 89, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90
Also, a huge thank you to Kalahari Water Park. They literally have the largest indoor water park in America, and they're letting us use it. This is pretty cool, honestly.
After hiding for a bit, it seemed like Michelle had the same idea as me, because I heard her coming over to the tubes.
Uh-oh, I think I hear Michelle.
99!
100!
Alright, let's do this.
Hey! Get away from here!
Zachariah! This is my hiding spot!
No, this is mine! I'm right
Zachariah,
here!
This hiding spot first.
Well, I'm in here right now.
Okay.
With just seconds to spare, Michelle quickly found a hiding spot close by.
This is my last minute spot, I guess. Oh man, I'm definitely gonna lose. All right, see you guys.
I feel like one of them's definitely probably on the stairs. I feel like one of them went real high up.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely a good spot to look.
They're gonna find me first, aren't they?
Guys, I'm so scared.
Maybe we just get this out of the way, you know? Oh, tic-tac-toe.
Make sure you keep your eyes peeled.
As I get higher up these stairs, I am taking a lookout.
Jake, we're all good down here.
All good?
I don't see nothing.
So the only problem right now are the floaties are moving. Every time I do anything, the floaties jiggle around a bit.
Well, Jake, not off to a great start here.
Nope, but you know, sometimes you gotta take some losses to get the big win in the end.
I'm looking out through this little peephole. So far, you can't see anything.
I really hope we find Michelle first, because if we find Zach, he has an extra life, and this place is huge.
This place is massive.
I hope Zach moves, and they notice the tubes moving. I feel like it's going to take them a while. It's a big water
park. I was checking to see if maybe one of them was pulling a fast one and hiding inside the tubes.
Oh.
All right now I'm really worried because the floaties are moving a lot, and I think they'll be able to see it.
Are they hiding in restrooms?
Maybe.
That would have been too easy.
I don't know.
Let's check all of those if there's more.
You know, you're really letting me down with the searching. You're really not doing a very good job.
I'm searching better than you are.
I don't think you are.
Look how much the floaties are moving every time I talk. I'm hoping they just don't come over here.
Jake's doing a whole bunch of nonsense up there. I told him there's no one up there. I already scanned the area, and I'm the excellent searcher, so I don't know what he's doing right now.
They're not up there.
I told you they're not up there.
I wanted to get a higher view. Well, because I can't see underneath the tubes. I feel like we should check the tubes.
I have a pretty good feeling someone's in these tubes, because if I was seeking, I 100% would be in these tubes.
That's what I'm saying. Another janitor closet.
Oh, Jake.
What?
They're moving.
Someone's there. I knew it. I knew it. Oh my gosh, I knew someone was gonna be in
this.
This
is a good spot.
Well, good thing I spent 10 grand.
If Zach didn't spend that $10,000, he would have been toast right now.
All right, well, I do have two lives, so close your eyes.
Oh, we gotta count to like 50, Jake.
Okay.
One, two.
As I ran to find another spot, Michelle continued to stay absolutely quiet. She has no idea how close she just came to losing.
49.50. Now, where is he?
What about that up there?
Oh, they probably could. I also feel like just this whole area over here, this cave.
Let's give it a check.
Perhaps they're in this cave.
Perhaps.
It does seem like a rather dark location.
It looks like they're not here.
No.
Take a gander. Not here, not in the cave. That would have been a pretty good spot to hide, you know?
Well, you should check this.
Janitor closet. There's another one of these.
And fortunately for me, Jake went back to check the janitor's closet he missed earlier.
Oh! Look who it is!
Looky.
Wait, I think they found Michelle.
I'm so mad!
You know what's funny? I saw one of these over there and I was like, I should check that. And I was like, anytime I see one of these, I'm gonna check every single one of them. Not saying the entire time that I needed to go in the janitor's closet, and also that someone was gonna be in the tubes.
I was saying he's in the tubes.
Nuh-uh.
Let's go. Well,
you took my spot.
Good thing you didn't hide in that spot because they found me first. That $10,000 was well spent. Are you ready to go to the next challenge?
Yeah.
I'll see you there.
But this next round is going to be by far the most cutthroat, the most brutal, and the spiciest round we have ever filmed. Let's begin the lie detector test. We brought in a professional lie detector that has tested some of the biggest creators as well as people in real criminal investigations. And whichever one of us walks out with the least amount of lies wins the point.
Who's prettier, me or Lisa from Blackpink?
You are prettier than Lisa.
That is true.
Aww. Oh, that's actually really sweet. Okay, all right, time for the next one.
Oh, wait. This is right up Michelle's alley.
Now, this one I have never gotten a straight answer from Zach. Me or Karina from aespa?
Okay, let me think really hard. Okay. Wait.
Just to let you know, he's always said me.
Yes.
No, there's no yes or no. What do you mean yes?
You are prettier.
How do you feel about that one?
I feel like it's quite close, but I think Michelle has the edge.
We passed it.
Took a long time. Have you started planning the proposal?
No, I have not.
That is a lie.
Is it in the next 5 years?
No.
That is also a lie.
How about this? Is it happening within the next 3 years?
Hey, wait a second. I feel like you can't do that.
All right, we'll keep it a surprise.
Before this question, my sisters, Faith and Joy, I urge you guys to stop watching. What you're about to see may be disturbing.
Do you have a favorite sister?
No, I do love my sisters both equally.
That is a lie. It was actually a big lie.
Which one?
I'm not answering that.
Okay, let me do something easy. Do you actually give away the iPhones and iPads in your videos?
Oh yeah, of course.
That is true.
Told you guys it was real. Subscribe right now for a chance to win an iPhone.
Who's your favorite person on our team, not including me?
Art skill, it's David 1. Friend, it's Jake.
True.
Zachary!
Aww.
And then Jake asked me a super obvious question. One that I probably should know.
Do you know my birthday?
Zach, you've known Jake for so long.
It's been over 4 years. I've had 4 birthdays.
Yes.
That's such a lie.
That's such a lie.
I don't even have to say that. That's
a lie. September 5th, 1999.
Would you ever cancel a big event, such as like a future wedding, if that means you get to meet Lisa?
No.
Just don't put a big deposit down.
Well, we can always rebook the wedding, but we don't know when the next time we can meet Lisa is.
I'm just gonna tell everyone to go home because Zach gets to meet Lisa, okay? Would you take a bullet for me?
No, because it might pass through me and hit you anyway, so one of us alive is better than two dead.
I'm gonna give him truthful on that just because I like that.
That is a good answer. Okay, well, that's all the questions.
You survived, Zach. I have not laughed that hard in, honestly, a really long time. That was so fun.
I think I kind of knew what he really lies about.
That was very nerve-wracking. My heart's still pounding, but I'm excited to ask Michelle some questions.
Now it's my turn to put Michelle in the hot seat. And trust me, I'm not going to hold back whatsoever. But since she already looks extremely nervous, I'm going to start out with an easy one.
Have you ever murdered anyone?
No.
That is a lie. I'm just kidding.
Oh my god, I was like, what?
Wait, I'm dating a serial killer. All right, Michelle. Time to get into the questions.
Okay, now it's starting.
All right, so ever since we started posting Michelle as a human calculator, a lot of you guys think it's fake. So Michelle, do you fake your human calculator math skills?
I do not fake my human calculator math skills.
That is true.
Next one. Early on in our relationship, during our casual phase, you accidentally said, I love you. Did you actually mean it?
Okay, I did take it back after, but I think I secretly did mean it.
That is true.
Wait, if I'm gonna win this, she needs to lie a lot more.
Michelle seemed to be going very well, and so I knew I had to lock in and start asking some spicier questions.
Michelle!
Oh no, I'm scared now.
Would you stay with me if I had no money?
I would, because when I first met you, you had no money, and I still decided to be with you.
She didn't need to call me out like that.
That is a lie.
Oh, crap.
Zach, you better keep making money then.
Oh, no. Ooh. Okay. Michelle.
Okay.
Out of the two of us, who do you think is the smarter one?
You're smarter.
That's not true.
Oh my goodness, my ego.
Zach, I had 2 lies in a row. This is not good for me.
All right, let's make that 3. Michelle, you asked about my sisters, so I'm gonna ask you about my sisters. Which one of my sisters do you like better?
Oh, skip, skip.
Do you like my sisters equally?
Skip.
No, Michelle, you gotta answer, Do you like my sisters equally?
Yes.
No, that is. That was diabolical.
What are you doing? I'm not gonna like that.
Oh, you asked about my sisters, so I have to ask you about my sisters.
What about your sisters? Don't put that in.
Michelle, do you think that I am funnier than Zach?
Yes.
Oh.
True.
Sorry, Zach.
Bruh!
Just that question alone made me laugh.
I'm the one that told you to ask that question. Michelle, if I did not propose in the next year, would you be upset?
Yes.
That is true.
If I did not propose in the next 6 months, would you be upset?
Yes.
Also true.
I don't think you should go any lower.
Okay, I'm digging myself a deeper hole as we speak.
Yeah.
Wait, David, do you want to come over here?
And since I was running out of questions to get Michelle to lie, I asked my videographer, David, to come up with a question.
If Zach got you a ring less than $20,000, would you be upset?
Yes.
That is a lie.
No, that's a lie.
Wait, so Michelle cares more about the proposal than the cost of the ring.
Yeah, so I think you could probably do like 500.
No. Okay, wait, ask again.
Okay, Michelle, last and final question.
Oh, thank God.
If or when I do ever ask you to marry me, is there any world in the multiverse where you would say no?
No.
That is true.
Aww. Michelle, that's all the questions I have for you.
Yay!
You win this round.
Does that mean I win?
Yes, you do get the point this round. I'm gonna be a very happy man in the next 5, 10, or maybe 15 years.
All right.
With round number 7 complete, that puts me at 4 points and Michelle at 3. This next round is also a must-win for her if she wants to stay in the running. In this round, we're going back to school. We will go through the whole school day with a real teacher, and whoever scores the highest on the test at the end of the day gets the point.
For this next round, we're gonna go back to school and we're gonna see who does better in class. I did really bad at school.
And we even got a real teacher that you might recognize from our robot versus human video. I did not do well in her class last time we filmed with her.
Hello.
Hi, Miss Caitlin.
Hello. Welcome to class. Please have a seat. Oh. And your name?
Zach.
Zach?
Zach.
Zach.
I'm Michelle.
Michelle. Pleasure. Please have a seat.
It's been like 8 years since I've been in school.
Zach?
Zach.
Zach. Thank you. Zach.
Wait, I want to raise my hand and say I'm here.
Okay. Zach.
Here.
It's been so long since I've been a student, and although it was not enjoyable to me at the time, I started feeling some nostalgia and my inner child started coming out.
It is! It's an adjective! Good star. Now we've got some parallel structure in there. We're gonna move on to even more complex.
Zach, you're already yawning.
That are joined by a comma and a conjunction.
I have no idea what that is.
That's okay!
One of my biggest struggles when I was in school was focusing, and it looks like I'm right back where I left off.
Zach. I'm just wondering if maybe we could take some more notes about what's...
I said cute.
We're talking about conjunctions now. So, if you have two different ideas in the same sentence, is anyone feeling brave? Like they want to try writing their own...
It's a house.
So we have a pictorial version of the sentence that I wrote. I love that. We're going to move on to science. So if
oh
you'd
my
like
gosh,
to
I can't wait for math.
I've never failed science.
Did you fail other
I think I failed English.
All right, Zach, why do we need... Huh? What?
There are people here.
Yes, that's right. Sometimes there are people here.
Brings blood from the heart to the lung.
Zach.
I was taking a note. See, this is a heart. With all four. Look, the pencil wiggles.
I've been writing so much, my pencil is now dull.
My pencil is sharp as a needle.
Left atrium's on our right. Same thing with the right.
This
is the path. What is this?
That looks like paper.
It does. Do you know where it came from?
Not sure.
Okay. So you just move your hand. So let's try to keep our hands and our materials to our side.
The girl in front of me and I have some chemistry.
The student in front of me seems to really like science.
Today we're going to talk about the Great Depression.
Well, I should have bought Bitcoin.
Zach, if you could raise your hand if you have a comment, that would be very helpful. All right. Stock market crashes on October 29th, 1929. So there is a lack of food.
That's and Michelle's worst nightmare, a lack of food.
Thank goodness I'm not born in 1929.
While Michelle took detailed notes, I couldn't help but just doodle on the paper.
What is this? You didn't take any notes.
It stonks.
Okay. You drew a dragon.
No, I drew the stock market crashing.
Let's say I have 1,000 Lunchables.
Okay? I like my cheese drippy. I like the Lunchlies.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with those. What are they?
Drippy cheese, the Lunchlies. Well, I eat it when I listen to Thick of It and watch Talk to Up.
Okay, we're gonna do 10. Just slow down. It's not a race. It's not a race. All right, we're increasing blood flow. All right, to our muscular system. Tell us a little bit about your day today, your first day of school while you're doing your wall sit.
There's something very pretty right across from me. Very elegant. See, that world map, it's all pink and it looks
really cool.
Michelle's sliding down.
All right, A for effort. That was wonderful.
I won the test.
Unfortunately, it wasn't just a PE test. We have to take an actual written test. Basically my worst nightmare.
Are you ready for your test?
There's a test?
There's a test. Yes, there's always a test.
I thought I won the test already.
On your test, you have the opportunity to gain some extra credit points. We're going to do $5,000 for 2 points of extra credit.
Oh, that's a lot of guac.
2 points is a lot.
I'll take it.
I think I'm okay.
Okay. All right. Very bold. Our essay topic will be, what is the most beautiful thing you have ever seen?
Zach. Be careful.
I feel semi-confident. I'm not sure if I was actually paying the most attention, but I do have 2 points extra credit.
I am going into this test pretty confident. I think I know most of the answers.
I'm a little concerned with Zach. I feel like his focus was more on the girl across from him than the content today. I'm gonna ask you to put your pencils down and submit your work if you feel good about it.
I feel very good.
Michelle. I'm gonna say you did very well. The most beautiful thing I have ever seen is the movie The Notebook. From the moment I started the movie, great use of complex and compound sentences throughout.
Yay!
Not bad, not bad.
All right, Zachary. So you start off, unfortunately, with an incorrect answer. And then we got to the essay. I like Karina, but I love Michelle.
Aww.
Michelle is pretty. Pretty funny.
Okay.
Pretty funny looking.
Zachary.
You would have gotten a 12 out of 17, but with your extra credit, you ended up getting a 14 out of 17, which I believe is 1 point lower than Michelle's 15.
Wait, how did Michelle get a 5 out of 5 on the essay?
Because it did!
I almost beat you.
Yes.
Well, Michelle, I guess you get a point then.
Yay!
Make sure to choose healthy options at lunch.
Probably shouldn't have messed around that much. But that was me in school.
I know.
With the boyfriend and girlfriend scores all tied up, it's now time for the last and final round. And unknown to me at the time, this challenge is all about how well we can read each other. This is going to be the most psychologically intense challenge we've done, and winner takes all.
Zach, Michelle, open your eyes.
What on earth?
What is this?
Michelle, I'd like you to stand in front of one of these briefcases.
I'll stand in front of this one.
Zach?
Okay.
In these briefcases, one of them says win, and one of them says lose.
So if I pick the one that says win, I'll win.
Can I buy the advantage?
There's no advantage to this. Michelle, I want you to take a look at what is inside your briefcase. Michelle now knows what's inside that briefcase. She knows if she's winning this challenge with that briefcase or losing. You have a decision to make. Do you want to steal that briefcase or let Michelle keep it?
Sweating a little bit.
With such a huge decision to make, I took note of everything from Michelle, from facial expressions to how she answered the questions.
50-50 chance.
Michelle, can you look at it one more time?
I was paying attention to every little detail.
Why are you smiling so much? I'm trying to look at her facial expressions. It looks like Michelle's stressing right now for some reason.
Is that stress real?
Can I ask Michelle any question?
Go ahead.
All right, Michelle. I love you a lot, but I do need to beat you right now. You do understand if I win, we'll still love each other, right?
Yes, but I'll still be really upset.
And if I lose?
I'll be really happy for the rest of my life.
What are you trying to say?
I hope I win.
Michelle, you'll let me win, right? I'm your boyfriend.
No.
But if you win, that's some more money for me to buy a ring with.
But if I win, you still have to buy me a ring and then I can buy anything I want.
Oh yeah, I think you got me there. That is a good point. Michelle, tell me what's in your briefcase. Is it a win or lose?
I do.
What do you mean, I do? That's what you say when you get married.
Not.
No. Answer the question.
Not have to win.
Michelle, does it say lose in your briefcase? You gotta say something, Michelle. Michelle, in your briefcase right now, does it say lose?
It says not.
Do you trust her?
I've noticed a few things. I've asked Michelle a couple times and she's given me multiple answers. Every time she says, it does not, she goes, Michelle, you can't be covering your ears. Michelle, put your
I'm
hands
down. I'm what you're gonna say is gonna make me like.
Michelle, put your hands down. Okay, every time she says, it does, she looks at me with a straight face without turning to her left side and snickering.
Ask me again.
I feel like I've asked you enough.
Ask me again.
No. No, I feel like I might know what it is.
Ask me again.
At this point, I was pretty confident I knew what was inside Michelle's briefcase, but I wasn't quite ready to make my decision just yet.
I've been dating Michelle for 6.5 years. I feel like I know you really, really well, and I feel like you're not a great liar. So I noticed something the other day. Michelle pulled out face wash to give me, and she said, this is the face wash Karina uses to convince me to do it. And I've been doing that for a couple weeks now. And last night she started putting it on and I asked Michelle, I was like, Michelle, can you pinky promise right now this is the face wash Karina uses? And you know what she did?
That did happen last night.
She went. I'm not joking. She actually did that. Okay, but at the same time, she could be messing with me.
Have you made a decision? Would you like to steal Michelle's briefcase?
You know what? I feel like Michelle's playing mind games on me. I'm starting to have a feeling inside of the briefcase it says win.
You're laughing.
Okay, I'm getting more and more sure of my answer.
Or am I just acting?
No, you have win in there.
Would you like to steal that briefcase?
I think it has win in it. I feel like I'm gonna steal.
Is that your final decision?
I have a feeling I have to go with my gut. I think Michelle was lying to me the whole time. I'm not gonna steal.
Both of you, open your briefcases. Zach, it looks like your decision was the wrong one.
I kept lying to you.
No!
I kept saying it does not have lose. Oh wait, I kept saying it does have lose.
I don't know. I won.
I lost to Michelle.
It could have been you.
Michelle, you won fair and square. Everyone, go subscribe to Michelle's channel right now. You have $60,000 left to give away to your subscribers, spend on your videos, invest in your channel.
Subscribe right here. Zach, would you tell?
I mean, I definitely could have used $60,000 to put into my channel. I mean, maybe the least you can do is subscribe to this channel right here that you're watching on.
My channel.
All right, subscribe to Michelle's channel. She did win.
After this, I'm gonna have more subscribers than you.
Yeah, I don't think so. Comment if you want to see another boyfriend versus girlfriend video, because I'm gonna beat you next time. I'm just kidding.
There won't be a next time.